the first private audience John Paul II had after his election was with Jerzy Kluger. Not with a cardinal, not with high-ranking officials from governments. It was with his Jewish childhood friend, Jerzy Kluger. That gives you a sense of the depth of this. One of the experiential pieces that we're adding to the exhibition that will end it is a replication of the Western Wall, sometimes referred to as the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. And we are going to have a picture of the Pope when he visited the wall, and we will have the prayer that he offered that he placed on the wall there, and we will let each of the people who come through do their own prayer on that and wherever the exhibition goes, and then we will take those to the Western Wall.
Il Signore è mia luce e mia salvezza. Di chi avrò paura? Il Signore è difesa della mia vita. Di chi avrò timore? Ascolta, Signore, la mia voce. Io grido, abbi pietà di me, rispondimi. Di te ha detto il mio cuore. Cercate il suo volto. Il tuo volto, Signore, io cercherò. Non nascondermi il tuo volto. Non respingere con ira il tuo servo. Sono certo di contemplare la bontà del Signore nella terra dei viventi. Spera nel Signore, sii forte, sii rinfranchi il tuo cuore e spera nel Signore, sì, spera nel Signore.
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, praise his name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever, and his faithfulness through all generations.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai.
Affirm the truth of Israel's faith. One God in heaven and earth.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Thank you. most of the time. I remember only the grandiose moment when they all started to sing as if prearranged the old prayer they had neglected for so many years, the forgotten creed. But I have no recollection how I got underground to live in the sewers of Warsaw for so long a time. The day began as usual. Réveille! But it still was dark. Get out! Whether you slept or whether worries kept you awake the whole night, you had been separated from your children, from your wife, from your parents. You don't know what happened to them. How could you sleep? Trumpets again! Get out! The sergeant will be furious! They came out, some very slowly, the old ones and the sick ones, some with nervous agility. They fear the sergeant, they hurry as much as they can, in vain. Much too much noise, much too much commotion, and not fast enough. The Feldwebel shouts, Achtung, stillgestanden! Na, wird's mal, oder soll ich mit dem Gewehrkolben nachhelfen? Na gut, wenn ihr's durchaus haben wollt! Sergeant and his subordinates hit everyone, young or old, strong or sick, guilty or innocent. It was painful to hear the groaning and moaning. I heard it though I had been hit very hard, so hard that I could not help falling down. We all on the ground who could not stand up were then beaten over the head. The next thing I heard was a soldier saying, they are all dead. Whereupon the sergeant ordered to do away with us. There I lay aside, half conscious. It had become very still. The sergeant shouting, Abzel! They started slowly and irregularly. One, two, three, four. Abzel! The sergeant shouted again, Russia! Nochmals von vorn anfangen! In einer Minute will ich wissen, wie viele ich zur Gaskammer abliefere! Abzählen! Slowly, one, two, three, four, became faster and faster, so fast that it finally sounded like a stampede of wild horses. And all of a sudden, in the middle of it, they began singing the chivalry!
Thank you. Avio ben Mahalal Eloi Meir Aka Avio Aka Avio ben Mahalal Eloi Meir Iseta Kiel Vishaloi Shodevorim Veyenato Avol Idei Averro Akav yu ben mahalal, leil ben mahalal, leiloi meir. Akav yu ben mahalal, leil ben mahalal, leiloi meir. Iset akil bishaloi shodevorim, veyeina tovo liyedei averu. Da, da meyayin boso, da, da, da oleyon atoyle, lifnei mi. Liten din vechesbon, o sideliten din vechesbon, o sideliten din vechesbon. Da, da, me yayin basak, ole yonat oyle.
Thank you. 1999, I was privileged with Cardinal Keeler to travel to the Vatican and to officiate at a Yom HaShoah Holocaust Observance Day observance at the Vatican, and to install permanently a large menorah thematically tied to the Holocaust at the Vatican, in addition to an audience where we presented the Holy Father with a small replica of that menorah. That exact replica will also be part of our exhibit here in Cincinnati and as it travels around. So for me to know that a child of Polish-Jewish immigrants, parents who grew up not very far from Wadowice, where the Pope was raised, that I would have really the blessing of meeting the Holy Father twice in my life. One of the opportunities that I had was to spend just shy of 3 hours with the Holy Father's, one of his closest childhood friends, Jerzy Kluger, a Jewish child with whom he had been raised together in Wadowice. And we now have a commitment from Jerzy Kluger to receive a prayer book that Jerzy used during his childhood, a Jewish prayer book in both Hebrew and Polish. What is significant about that prayer book in particular is that as Jerzy's mother was being led from Wadowice to eventually a extermination camp, she passed off Jerzy's prayer book to her closest Catholic friend and asked this woman to hold on to this prayer book should she not return, to return this prayer book to her son, Jerzy. This woman was a woman who had raised John Paul II after his mother had died. After the war, she returned this to Jerzy. That prayer book will now travel to Cincinnati, Ohio, to be part of that exhibit. One of the highlights, I believe, of the exhibit will be a little bit of our own spiritually interactive piece, and that's the ending of the exhibit.
Thank you. se ami Dio sopra ogni cosa e il tuo prossimo come te stesso, se ami veramente, realmente, allora certamente non molesterai, né opprimerai, non maltratterai nessuno, in particolare la vedova e l'orfano, non ti comporterai pure da usuraio e se prendi impegno renderai.
And it also is not insignificant for us that this exhibit has its international opening here in Cincinnati, Ohio. This exhibit, the theme of this exhibit, the idea of this exhibit, and much of its effort really came from this area here in Cincinnati and courtesy of the lead sponsorship of the Jewish Foundation of Cincinnati, the tremendous sponsorship and support of Xavier University, Hillel, the Brueggemann Center, and then individual foundations and individuals. We really secured that opportunity to open this exhibit, not in New York, not in a major cultural venue, but here in Cincinnati, Ohio, and to share this message and perhaps to have this be a little bit of a legacy of the community that Cincinnati tries to build in terms of the relationships between individuals.
It opens on May 18th, 2005, which will be the 85th birthday of the Holy Father. It will be exhibited in the University Art Galleries here on campus, and will be present in Cincinnati through much of the summer, ending up its run in mid to late July. And at that point, it'll be crated up and prepared for shipment then to Washington, D.C., where it'll be on display at the Pope John Paul II Cultural Center.
But I would be remiss if I didn't thank publicly and strongly Rabbi A.B. Ingber, Bill Magis, Chair of our Theology Department, Dr. James Buchanan, Director of the Brueggemann Center here, Dr. Yaffa Eliak of the Shtetl Foundation, because it's really been the four of them who have helped to shape the vision for this project and to see it through. And I know that there will be no people happier in the entire world to see May 18th come, the day of the debut of the exhibit, than those people. Because they'll be able to sort of see what it is they've been so busy about and get back to their day jobs that have been kind of waiting for them to attend to them while they've been working on this project that's become far, far larger and more complex and therefore more wonderful than any of them ever believed that it could have been.
This has been a tribute in honor of the exhibit, A Blessing to One Another, Pope John Paul II and the Jewish People, produced and hosted by Lee Hay for WVXU and the X-Star Radio Network. Information on the exhibit is available online at blessingexhibit.org. I'd also like to thank Father Michael Graham, Greg Schauber, Cynthia Cummings, the Public Library of Cincinnati, and the Milken Archive of American Jewish Music.